You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Let's check in with Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, as an update of what's been happening. Let's start with the storms that moved across the Midwest yesterday. That was a really big and very well-organized storm that ran from Minnesota all the way out down into Kentucky and Tennessee. Tell me about it.
Well, yeah, it was a very organized and large complex of showers and thunderstorms and big rain producers that allow those showers and thunderstorms. That system now is going to affect portions of the mid-Atlantic with some thunderstorm activity over the next 24 hours. We're also going to see another complex of thunderstorms developing here over the next couple of days. It's going to really impact the western areas of the Corn Belt. Looks like Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and maybe the far northern reaches of Illinois and Indiana. Going to see some pretty good rains here over the next 48 hours.
Will that be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 inches? What kind of rainfall are we talking
about?
Well,
I think underneath the heavier showers and thunderstorms, you're probably looking at an inch and a half up to 2 inches in some areas. The winds aloft will carry this system along fairly quickly, so that may keep amounts down. But those are going to be the wet areas here in the short term. It'll be the western and northwest areas of the Corn Belt, and maybe not quite as wet over the rest of the Corn Belt, but there are still showers and thunderstorms in the forecast.
In the eastern part of the Corn Belt, we've been discussing and watching some of the changes in the patterns. Do you have any worries that will turn not only hot, but remain dry for any extended period of time?
Well, I don't see that. I think that as we go and look now at the second half of July, that the trends that we're seeing is just not going to allow any persistent hot, dry weather anywhere in the nation's midsection. Will we have hot and dry periods? Yes, but they just don't look like they'll be able to go on for too long.
All right. Other places around the planet we need to check in on. Speaking of hot and dry, Europe and the Black Sea area have been suffering considerably.
Yeah, there's been a lot of heat and a lot of dryness, although a lot of the headlines for that heat and dryness a week ago have a lot of those areas that were hot have cooled off significantly, actually. And we're going to see many areas of northern and eastern Europe, including Russia, the UK, many areas of the far eastern areas, many areas of Russia are going to be looking at a cooler than normal trend and a chance of precipitation that are getting a little bit better. So the trend in Europe has cooled down some and also gotten a little more moist.
And do you have an update for us on the Chinese growing season?
Well, they've been active in terms of precipitation. They have been looking at a weather pattern that hasn't been unlike many areas here in North America, where they haven't necessarily had any real hot, dry stretches, and we expect that trend to continue.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Helps us wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.